Hey, what up, everyone? My name is Jose Galicia, and this is the Cancer Spartan podcast. In this episode, I want to expand a little bit more about my journey as a cancer patient. And in this recording specifically, I want to talk more about from the time that I got diagnosed, how I found that I had cancer, all the way to now, like almost 3 years later, that I still have it, but very minimum. I was told that if I didn't do surgery or chemo or radiation, that I was going to live probably 6 months. And it's been 3 years since I was told that. And I think that not because it's me, but because these treatments are so miraculous almost, that it's pretty motivating for me to share my journey and make sure that I add some value to you. And maybe by me telling you my journey, you can definitely get some ideas and some inspiration or something that can help you in your journey as well. Okay. So without any, I had actually recorded another podcast, a very, very short one, less than 5 minutes. And that was because the platform didn't allow me to record, didn't allow me to record anything longer than 5 minutes, but right now it does. So I'm gonna be a little bit more extensive. Hopefully this, like I said, it'll give you some ideas. So anyways, so first, let me tell you a little about me, where I came from. My name is Jose Galicia. I am a guy from Guatemala. Currently, I am 39 years old. I'm about to turn 40 next year. I'm an illegal immigrant here in the United States, which it's been on its own quite an experience. I had a visa, but I wanted to experience really what it was to swim the river and cross the border. I wanted to leave that. Sorry if that makes some of you mad. I don't really care. But that's what it was. You know, that's my story. And currently, I live in the city of Washington, D.C. Pardon me, I'll take that back. I live actually in College Park, city in the state of Maryland. But I lived in Washington, D.C. for almost 10 years, so sometimes I still say that. But no, I live in College Park. Anyways, so about 3 years ago, probably, yeah, a mass in my shoulders started growing right after I had a big, big romantic deception. No, not deception, but like frustration is the word. And now I understand that, you know, after that's how you can significantly worse your health by having a major setback emotionally. It definitely affects you. But anyways, after this incident happened with this girl, you know, immediately, like a day or two after, the mass in my shoulder started becoming more of a pebble, and then pebble size, and then after a pebble size, it became the size of a small lemon, if you will. And so I went to see the dermatologist and asked him, what the heck is this? Can you take it out? The dermatologist asked me to do some x-rays, not a scan. We never thought it was cancer, like I'm pretty sure many of you do. Like you just don't expect that. You think that you're the last person on earth that is gonna happen to you. And so after I went to see this dermatologist, he said, "Ooh, this doesn't look good." He sent me to another dermatologist. I went to see the second dermatologist, and this was dermatologist / surgeon. So I thought I was in the right place, right? He I also said this doesn't look good, but before I take it out, I want to make sure it's safe. So he went ahead and did a biopsy. When the results of the biopsy came back, he looked at me and said, "Whoa, we get two of these things that you have in your shoulder a year in my clinic, and you are one of the lucky ones. And you need to go see another specialist because I am not going to cut you up." So I went, and I went to the clinic that he recommended to me. And to my big surprise, this clinic was a skin cancer center in the city of Arlington, Virginia. So I went over there, and that's when I found it was cancer what I had. As I was walking through the doors of this big-ass sign that says Skin Cancer Center, what a surprise I had. And this was in the days of December, precisely, almost 3 years ago. Okay, so I went to this place, the Skin Cancer Center, and the doctor also didn't want to cut me up. He said that this looked really bad because, like, in 2 or 3 weeks from the biopsy, no, it wasn't like 2 or 3 weeks, it was like more like 2 weeks. I don't remember. But anyways, after the biopsy, the tumor grew a lot, it kind of doubled or tripled its size, and then it was starting to spread right around. And I could see all this happening. And, so the specialist at the Skin Cancer Center say, "I'm not calling this, because if I do, then it's going to spread all over your organs, all over your bones, and doesn't look good." So what he recommended me to do was to go see another specialist. In this case, he said he recommended two surgeon specialists, one for cancer and one for muscle tissue. And I asked him why. He said, "Because this needs to be a very, very big surgery." You know, this another thing that he asked me immediately was if I had insurance. At that time, I did have insurance. But anyways, I'm getting sidetracked here. So I was going to do the surgery, but in the meantime, I was a little curious about the diet that I had to do. If I was like, is there anything that I could do different? I did ask all my doctors that, by the way, because I was curious. But all of them said, "No, it's okay. You just keep eating whatever you're doing. Don't worry about it. We'll do a surgery. You'll be okay." But I wasn't satisfied with that answer. So I went ahead and literally Googled the term diet for cancer patients. I got like 22,000 results in the Google page, and of course my eyes just, my complete world changed in that moment. If you just do that, if you are listening to this right now and do the exact same thing I did, just Google diet for cancer patients, be ready to be mind blown, because then you're going to find the exact same world that I found, which is called wellness. And the rest is history. I came across this website called The Truth About Cancer by Ty Bollinger. And this guy has a documentary that lasts 9 days. Why 9 days? Because each episode lasts 2 hours. So we're talking about 18 hours of footage. I bought it and I watched the whole thing in 2 days. I mean, I was desperate. In this docuseries, I also found a lot of information, a lot of clinics, a lot of cancer survivors, lots of different methods, how you can heal your own cancer. And then my mind was completely blown, because I didn't know that you could heal your own cancer through just natural methods. I never heard of that. I was thinking, this is not a cold, you know, this is the big C. this is cancer what I have. You telling me I'm gonna cure this thing with broccoli? What, are you nuts? But anyways, the dozens and dozens and dozens of cancer survivors that I found, just I could not ignore that either. And because of that reason, I just kept going, you know, just kept going by faith, if you will. And after that, I found more websites, cancertutor.com. I found Dr. Axe. I also found this girl, what's her name? Chris. She has this website called Crazy Sexy something, I forgot. Anyways, so I came across lots and lots of information, lots of survivors, lots of clinics, lots of everything. And I could not avoid but to wonder, why is this not out there? Why is nobody talking about these things? What's going on here? And anyways, so I decided, the first decision that I took is that I was not going to do the surgery. Even though my tumor was the size, at this point, the size of an orange, I just said, no, I'm not going to do this. Because in my mind, I said, well, if a biopsy made it this bad, then what is going to happen if they cut the whole thing? I mean, I'm definitely going to die if I let them cut me up. And not that I was scared. It's just that I didn't want to die. I still don't, obviously. But that was my mind. That was my mindset at that time. So anyways, at that time, I was really, really broke also. Well, I still am. I'm still... I just started building a side hustle. But this podcast is not about that. So I did what I could, you know, and what I could do at that time immediately was to completely switch my diet. It wasn't easy, but that's what I decided to do. I realized also that eating lots of veggies was very beneficial for you. So I literally emptied out my whole refrigerator. I did not have time to lose, because I was looking at this thing getting bigger and bigger and bigger every day. Started to spread all around, and it was very scary. So anyways, I started with the diet. Then after that, I went to see this naturopath. Now I was on my way to making it all natural. So I went to see her, and she recommended me something that is called Indian black salt. So some of you probably have seen me doing the Indian black salt treatment, because for those of you that don't know me, I've been documenting all of the process of how I'm healing my own cancer, and it's all public in social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I just recently started a YouTube channel, and right now I'm expanding on the podcast. So anyways, I came, she recommended, the naturopath recommended me to do the Indian black salt. I didn't know it was horribly painful, but I went ahead and did it anyways. Also, I was always backing it up with lots of veggies, lots of fruits, lots of smoothies. And, well, I realized this was working for some reason. Now I can understand better. I still don't fully understand why these methods are so good, but it kind of makes sense. So anyways, to make the long story short, right now, as I'm speaking, 3 years later, I have found lots and lots and lots of more survivors, more clinics, more doctors that are holistically oriented, like Dr. Gonzalez is a big one in California. And I've realized that, you know, if I can actually heal my own cancer, and if others have done it, then so can you. Because if you're listening to this, if you had the patience to listen to my whole story down to this very point right now, it's because you're waiting for me to tell you that there is a magic cure, that there is a secret to heal cancer. And the secret is that there isn't a secret. That's crazy, I know. But there isn't a secret. It's all out there. Of course, in the next episodes, I'm going to be giving you very, very helpful tips that can make a big difference in your recovery, in your treatments, you know. But mostly the big switch that I've had is to realize that the natural medicine, it's far more powerful than you think. It's all in the mindset. It's all in there. If you're willing to give up your old beliefs about what works and about what doesn't, then trust me, there's a whole world of possibilities for you. The latest thing that I've done that has definitely boosted my healing recovery, you know, it's been RSO, which stands for Rick Simpson's oil. This, combined with everything that I was doing, has been a major success in my recovery. I wasn't able to work. I wasn't even able to walk because the pain wouldn't let me. But thanks God, I came across this thing, and I'm here to tell you that I am a living proof that cancer can be healed. And because God spared my life, now I'm gonna be doing this for the rest of my days. That's all I want to do, and that makes me more than happy. You see, when I go to social media and I communicate with so many survivors, so many people that tell me on a daily basis that just by seeing what I'm doing, that to see the process day by day by day by day, seeing the process of how I am healing my own cancer, that gives you hope, that gives you faith. Dude, that's priceless. That is absolutely incredible. That's all I ever want. I don't want your money. I don't want that. I'm just so happy to see that it makes a difference. Because first I thought, well, maybe it doesn't. Like, no, who cares? Who cares to see another cancer is very, oh, big deal, you know. But to see that it actually, there's something in it for you as well, that is just incredible. And I think I'm gonna end this episode right now, because I'm almost home. You know, I recorded this on my way from doing the laundry. Actually, I still don't have a car. But anyways, I hope that this brings you some value. I am going to keep recording podcast episodes every week, at least one every week, where I'm going to be talking in the future about specifically about what things are making difference, you know, in my recovery. I'm going to be talking about ingredients, if you will, specifically leafy greens, why they are so good. I'm going to be talking about meals that you can eat. I'm going to be talking about what meals you should not eat. I'm going to be talking about, meditation, all the things. Because here's the secret. What you have to do in order to beat cancer is not one thing. It's many. If you want to do it like I do, like naturally. And pretty much what you have to change is not your diet, not only your diet, your mindset, your faith, and a higher power that is, you know, cheering from above. No, it's the entire lifestyle. It's not just, it's the entire lifestyle. being grateful, you know, meditating, giving thanks, being nice to others, you know, believing that you can do this. There's so many things that this is why I just want to keep talking about this for the rest of my life. Why? Because this makes me happy, and I really, 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 really hope that this brings you some value, and that ultimately you can benefit from this. That's gonna make me so happy. Okay, so I think I'm gonna wrap it up for now. Hope that you like this episode. Let me know if you did in your comments wherever this is being posted, because I'm using this application called Anchor that is going to post it in many different parts at the same time. I think it's going to be posted on Spotify, also iTunes, also I don't even know, somewhere else. But wherever you're hearing this, let me know what you think. Let me please hit me up with any questions that you may have, any at all. Okay, I have an open door policy, and God bless you and have a beautiful day. I love you from the bottom of my heart. Bye bye.